I'm here with Douglas Sinclair, Chair of the Accounts Commission for Scotland, to talk about a new report on the Glasgow Community Planning Partnership. Douglas, can you tell me what this report is about?
Yes, it's about Glasgow and its Community Planning Partnership. And that's the body which brings together the council, police, fire, the health board, the private sector and voluntary organisations. Essentially all those bodies that have an interest in shaping the future of Glasgow and ensuring that the services they deliver to the people of Glasgow are joined up and integrated.
So what are the main findings?
Well, as you might expect, Glasgow is the largest community planning partnership in Scotland. Its sheer size presents a challenge as well as the challenge of its deep-seated social and economic problems, which are well researched and well known. The partnership has been clear about its three key priorities for the next 10 years: alcohol, youth employment, and vulnerable people. And focusing on a limited number of priorities makes sense, because if everything's a priority, nothing's a priority. And there's a clear emphasis on prevention and addressing inequalities by concentrating efforts on some of the most deprived areas of the city. So the foundations are in place. Indeed, when we look back over the last decades, there have been improvements in areas like health, education and safety. But, and it's a big but, despite this, Glasgow still lags behind other Scottish and comparable English cities for many key indicators, which in part reflects the complexity and the scale of the challenge it still faces.
But what does this mean for the public?
Well, every year, more than £4 billion is spent by the public sector bodies in the partnership, but most of this is already committed to their individual programmes. Shifting and sharing more resources to specifically meet the longer-term preventative approaches in the partnership's three priorities will be challenging.
So what do you want to see happen next?
Well, in essence, the partnership needs to get on with it. It needs clear targets for its three priority areas, and it needs to establish an effective system of monitoring and accountability. And by that I mean being able to explain to the public that it is making a difference. And secondly, holding each other body to account in the partnerships to make sure that they're all making an equal contribution. No one underestimates the scale of the task in the years ahead, but sustained community planning has the potential to deliver real benefits for the people of Glasgow. It's now up to the partnership to do all it can to make that ambition real.
Douglas, thank you.